Hello, and welcome to the OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most commonly misunderstood topics in the entire GCSE Physics specification, weight. This is topic 2.2 from the OCR Forces Unit, and I promise you, by the end of this episode, you will never confuse mass and weight again. So grab your revision notes, get comfortable, and let's get started. Now, I want to begin with a question. If I asked you right now, what is the difference between mass and weight? Could you answer that confidently? Most students think they can, but when it comes to the exam, they slip up, and those slips cost marks. Today, we're going to make sure that doesn't happen to you. Let's start with the core concepts. First up, mass. Mass is a measure of the amount of matter in an object. That's it. It's how much stuff is in something. Mass is measured in kilograms, abbreviated as kge. And here's the really important thing. Mass is a scalar quantity. That means it has size, but no direction. And crucially, mass stays constant no matter where you are in the universe. Whether you're sitting in your classroom in the UK, floating on the International Space Station, or standing on the surface of Mars, your mass is exactly the same. It does not change, ever. If you have a mass of 60 kilograms on Earth, you have a mass of 60 kilograms on the moon. Full stop. Now, weight is completely different. Weight is the force of gravity acting on an object. It is a force, and like all forces, it is measured in newtons, capital N. Weight is a vector quantity, which means it has both a size and a direction. The direction of weight is always vertically downwards towards the center of the gravitational body, whether that's the Earth, the Moon, or any other planet. And here's the key. Weight does change depending on where you are, because it depends on the gravitational field strength of the planet or moon you're on. So let's talk about that relationship. The equation you absolutely must know is W equals M times G. Weight equals mass multiplied by gravitational field strength. In symbols, W equals M times G. Let me break down each part. W is weight, measured in newtons. M is mass, measured in kilograms. And G is the gravitational field strength, measured in newtons per kilogram. On Earth, G is approximately 9.8 newtons per kilogram. On the moon, G is about 1.6 newtons per kilogram. On Mars, it's around 3.7 newtons per kilogram. These values will usually be given to you in the exam question, so don't panic about memorizing them all. Let me give you a worked example. Suppose a student has a mass of 50 kilograms. What is their weight on Earth? Step one, write down the equation. W equals M times G. Step two, substitute in the values. W equals 50 kilograms times 9.8 newtons per kilogram. Step three, calculate. W equals 490 newtons. And step four, don't forget the unit. The answer is 490 newtons. Simple as that. Now, what about unit conversions? This is where so many candidates drop marks. If the question gives you a mass in grams, you must convert it to kilograms before you substitute it into the equation. To convert grams to kilograms, divide by 1,000. So 500 grams becomes 0.5 kilograms. 2,500 grams becomes 2.5 kilograms. Make this a habit. Before you do anything with the W equals mg equation, check whether the mass is in grams or kilograms. If it's in grams, divide by 1,000 first. Now let's talk about where weight acts from. Weight always acts from the object's center of mass. The center of mass is the single point where all of the object's mass can be considered to be concentrated. For a uniform, symmetrical object like a cube or a sphere, the center of mass is right in the geometric center. But for irregular objects, the center of mass can be in a surprising location. In fact, for some L-shaped or ring-shaped objects, the center of mass can actually be outside the physical material of the object altogether. This is a concept that comes up in higher-tier questions, so it's worth understanding. When you draw a force diagram showing weight, you should draw an arrow pointing vertically downwards from the center of mass of the object. The length of the arrow represents the magnitude of the force. This is standard for all force diagrams in GCSE physics. Now, let's move on to the exam tips and common mistakes section because this is where you can really pick up or lose marks. The number one mistake I see candidates make is using the words mass and weight interchangeably. In everyday language, we say things like, I weigh 70 kilograms all the time, but in physics, that is completely wrong. You cannot weigh 70 kilograms because weight is measured in newtons. You have a mass of 70 kilograms and a weight of 686 newtons on Earth. If you write mass when you mean weight, or vice versa in an exam, you will lose the mark. The examiners are very strict about this, so train yourself now. Mass is in kilograms, weight is in newtons. The second most common mistake is forgetting to convert grams to kilograms. I've already mentioned this, but it's so important I'm saying it again. If a question says an object has a mass of 200 grams and asks you to calculate its weight, you must write 0.2 kilograms before you do the calculation. If you use 200 in the equation instead of 0.2, your answer will be 1,000 times too large. That's a calculation error that loses you the mark. The third mistake is saying that an object's mass decreases on the moon. I hear this all the time. Students say, on the moon, you weigh less because there's less gravity, so your mass is smaller. No, your mass stays the same. What changes is the gravitational field strength G, and therefore your weight. The correct explanation is, mass is constant, gravitational field strength decreases on the moon, therefore weight decreases. Always structure your explanation in that order. Fourth, when explaining why weight changes on another planet, use the specific phrase gravitational field strength rather than just saying gravity. Examiners award marks for precise scientific language. Saying the gravity is less on the moon is vague. Saying the gravitational field strength on the moon is lower than on Earth is precise and will earn the mark. Fifth, always include units in your final answer for calculation questions. A numerical answer without a unit is incomplete and will not receive the mark. Weight is always in newtons. Mass is always in kilograms. Gravitational field strength is always in newtons per kilogram. Now let's do a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask you 5 questions. Try to answer each one before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the unit of weight? The answer is newtons, symbol N. Question 2. What is the equation linking weight, mass, and gravitational field strength? The answer is W equals M times G. Question 3. A rock has a mass of 2 kilograms. What is its weight on Earth, where G equals 9.8 newtons per kilogram? The answer is 19.6 newtons. Question 4. True or false? An astronaut's mass is smaller on the moon than on Earth. The answer is false. Mass is constant. Only weight changes. Question 5. From which point on an object does weight act? The answer is the center of mass. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If you missed any, go back and review that concept before your exam. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Weight is the force of gravity acting on an object. It is measured in newtons and is a vector quantity acting vertically downwards from the center of mass. Mass is the amount of matter in an object measured in kilograms and is a scalar quantity that remains constant regardless of location. The equation W equals M times G connects weight, mass, and gravitational field strength. Always convert grams to kilograms before substituting into the equation. Gravitational field strength varies by location. On Earth, it is 9.8 newtons per kilogram. On the moon, it is 1.6 newtons per kilogram. Weight changes with location because G changes, but mass never does. Weight acts from the center of mass of an object, always vertically downwards. That's everything you need to know about weight for your OCR GCSE physics exam. Remember, be precise with your language, show all your working and calculations, always include units, and never confuse mass and weight. You've got this. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.